Simen Kufayin Sifav. Ein Masicha Mesuga Shemayakim Kornel of Reshe. Someone should not talk in the middle of eating because he may choke on the food. Mishnah Berurah says even Divrei Torah, while one is eating, he should not talk Divrei Torah. Therefore, it's not proper to speak Divrei Torah with somebody who is in the middle of eating something and expecting him to answer you. It says in Mishnah Berurah, though, that in between one course and the next, not only is it mutter to speak, but it's a proper thing to learn some Divrei Torah while one is eating, because the Mishnah says that if a person is sitting with others at a shulchan and they don't say Divrei Torah, it's as if they're eating Zivchei Mesim. Mishnah Berurah also brings from the Shilah Kodesh, it says you should learn either at least a Mishnah or a Halacha or some Musa, or at least say a Mizmah. Nice thing after saying Hamaytzi to say the Mizma Hashem Roi Lo Yafsof, which is a Divrei Torah, and it's also saying that we recognize that our Mezoinus are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Mechaber, Afil Mishin is Atish V'suda Osa Loi Melei Asuta. If someone sneezed in the middle of the meal, you shouldn't say that you should be healthy. Also, because there shouldn't be any conversing. Hoyu Mesuvim V'suda V'yotza Echad Mehem Latil Mayim. If the middle of the Suda and some, one of them went out to go to the bathroom, Noitel Yoda Achas Shishripo Veina Noitel Ela Vifnei Kulam Shalei Shadur Shalei Nota. He says that that person went to the bathroom for urine. He washes the hand that got wet or dirty from urinating. He wiped himself with. If he wiped himself with both hands, then he has to wash both hands. And it says that you should wash his hands in a fashion that those that are sitting in the Suda sees that he washed his hands. They shouldn't be choshen that it was not. And likely he died. Previously we saw the Mishmaru says that one does not make a bracha on this until he died. But if he went for gedolim to the bathroom, then he does make until he died if he wants to continue eating bread. Continues the Ramah, Vim lo yishiv shef, einu noitel klal. He went to the bathroom and he did not wipe himself with his hands, then he doesn't have to wash his hands again. This is talking when he went to urinate. Im lo yinog amokim v'tinoifes, also provided that he did not touch the closed parts of his body. Al mosa tzrochem v'ad leitzoch netila. As we said before, that if he went for gedolim, then he should wash his hands and make netilas the time when he comes back. Teis the mechaber v'hanimin lishtos. This is only for drinking. That which we said that he has to wash his hands when he comes back, that's when he's coming back to Dafka to drink. But if he's coming back to eat, he doesn't have to wash in front of everybody else because it's clear that he washed his hands. So people know that a person is not going to continue eating and therefore they would not assume that he's eating without washing his hands. Not only if a person went to the bathroom, does he have to wash his hands when he comes back to the Suda, but also if somebody called him out and he spent a long time outside to the point that he forgot about the Suda, an hour or two later, we could assume also that he has to wash his hands again because he didn't pay attention to what he's doing with his hands. Says the Ramah, that which we mentioned before, that he went to the bathroom, he's coming back only to drink. Even so, he has to make an atila. That is only because he's a part of a suda, and we're concerned he'll continue eating also. If he's just planning to drink, and he's not in the middle of the meal, then he's not required, misaradin, to wash his hands before he drinks.